Three people have been killed and 15 injured after a gunman attacked a food festival in California. The gunman was shot dead by police shortly after he began firing, although police are investigating reports that a second suspect may be still at large. With more on this story, Spinnick spoke to Nikki Gozer of the Crime Prevention Research Centre in this interview.
Well, I think, people are asking, would more gun control have changed anything? And my own personal opinion is no. California already has incredibly, incredibly strict gun control. It has some of the strictest gun control in the U.S. And I'll just give you a few examples of that. So in order to buy a gun, delivery, loan, or transfer of any firearm, a person has to obtain a five-year firearm safety certificate. They have to pay a fee, submit applicant data to the state. They have to pass a written test, psychological test, by a DOJ certified instructor. And these so-called assault weapons or high-capacity magazines, no more than 10 rounds, they're already banned in California. And California is also what's called a may issue state. That means that you cannot get your handgun carry permit to carry to protect yourself and your loved ones unless law enforcement there or authorities there say, okay, we feel like you can carry. And in that particular part of California, it's Santa Clara County where the attack occurred, the Gilroy Garlic Festival, very, very few people are allowed to have their permits to carry there to protect themselves. I think it's one permit issued for every 14,300 people. And general citizens, in that county are basically banned from being able to carry to protect themselves. So they have very, very strict gun control there.
Okay, and drawing upon the answer, as you mentioned, it is an area with strict gun laws. It's a strong Democratic area as well. Do you think these laws, and I guess the tragedy that happened there most recently, do you think this will affect the US presidential race? And also, would gun control have changed anything? Would having these strong restraints on gun control prevented this?
I think it's definitely going to be a prevalent policy bullet point for the Democrats. But I truly believe that adding more gun control laws around the nation, like those that are already in place in California, which apparently we don't know for sure about this gunman and how he obtained the gun and exactly what the gun was. I'm hearing it was a rifle. But, this gun control apparently failed here. So I don't believe it will change things. What I believe will change things is to allow good law-abiding citizens who obviously passed a background check and had the proper firearms training to be allowed to protect themselves and their families. Because let me tell you, I know what these people feel like. It's horrific. It's awful. I have been through it myself. My husband was brutally murdered, shot 6 times right in front of me by a man that was stalking me. And it changes your life forever. So I feel for these people because I know what this feels like. It's awful. But I truly believe that good people should never, ever be made vulnerable. I believe that they should be able to protect themselves.
Okay, and but before we move on, thank you for being so open there, and sorry about the tragedy that's directly affected you. But my next question sort of looks at how the laws could be implemented in different countries. So looking at how gun legislation has been implemented in the US, regulated and controlled in the US and different states, could we see a similar approach being adopted in the UK where, as you may know, the country at the moment is in the midst of a knife epidemic? In London, for example, last year, there were more deaths because of knife attacks than there were in New York. So could we see similar laws, both sort of more laxer laws in states of America being adopted in the UK? And what do self-defense laws provide for UK potentially?
Look, most of the mass public shootings that happen here in the United States occur in what we call gun-free zones. That is where regular, everyday, good citizens are not allowed to protect themselves. The media fails to tell the public this. Mostly we just hear there's been a horrible mass public shooting, and the media does not inform the public, oh, by the way, everyone that was in this facility or at this venue or at this movie theater, at this school, at this college campus, everyone here was basically helpless. They weren't allowed to carry. So the gunman, who's the only person with a gun, is able to kill a large amount of people and get a high body bag count. And I think, you know, to take away that incentive to be able to stop the shooter almost immediately, that's very important, because I think a lot of these killers do this for attention. They do this for media attention, and they know that if they get a high body bag count, they're going to get that attention. And it's sick. It's disgusting, but somehow you've got to stop that. You've got to take away the incentive for them, and that is by stopping them very quickly. But I also believe that we need to address mental health in this country. But you also have to be realistic about these things. This man was dangerous with or without a gun. Obviously, look at what has happened in Britain. They're grappling with horrible knife killings. And look at what happened in France. A man drove a truck into a huge crowd of people and killed 86 people with a truck. Evil is always going to be evil, no matter what tool is used. You can pass as many gun control laws as you want, but these people will still be dangerous and deadly. And it's unfortunate that we have people like this in society. And I believe that we all want, you know, a safer society. Nobody wants people to be murdered. But we don't always agree on the way to best go about that. And I believe that law-abiding citizens should be able to defend themselves. I don't believe disarming good people is the answer.